I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. One of the enduring heroes of club life in New Orleans is guitarist Ernie Vincent. Ernie's parents spoke French. Father played guitar and harmonica, and the family used to take regular trips to Thibodaux, Louisiana, where his uncles played juke joints and fish fries. Vincent learned to play Jimmy Reed tunes, met little Johnny Taylor and little Freddie King. After touring on the Chitlin circuit of clubs with drummer Herlin Delpit as Little Ernie and the Alpines, Ernie Vincent returned home in the 70s and released a cult hit, Dap Walk.
Yeah! Oh, yeah.
You were really crossing the map of Mississippi blues juke joints down to New Orleans, over to Lafayette and Thibodaux in between. You really covered that.
Yeah, we played a lot of juke joints, a lot, all through Louisiana. I played a lot of Cajun joints. We started off doing like Cajun joints.
You mean for white audience?
Yeah. That's when I first left here and went on the road with Herlin Delpit. Now, Herlin Delpit was a guy of Lafayette area, and he the one played the Zydeco rhythm before I even knew what it was. I locked in with him and I started playing. Because when Herlin came and got me, I said, I don't know but three songs, man. He said, that's plenty, let's go. Herlin looked like a big Cajun. He was a big Creole guy, and he knew everybody up there, you know, and he'd book the band and stuff like that, and we'd go play, you know.
Speak to them in French?
Yeah, he does French too. We'd been in so many French clubs and stuff on the Bayou, Bayou Blue, Johnson Ridge, Homer, Thibodaux, all back of Lafayette, Broussard, all around the river. I mean, did all that stuff.
Now, I wanted to ask you about a club I'd heard about in Thibodaux called the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, Posey Hill Sugar Bowl. And that's the place where Guitar Slim started.
The things that I used to do, Lord, I won't do. Lord, I won't do no more.
What would a night be like at the Sugar Bowl?
Packed, people having a lot of fun, just drinking and releasing. Because in those days, everybody worked somewhere. You know, nobody was just drifting. People worked. So on the weekend, they went and have fun. I mean, it would be packed the place. And the music be bumping and jumping. Everybody be dancing and singing. Lone E was another spot on Highway 308, that was right about 3 or 4 miles from Thibodaux. The white folks be downstairs, and the colored folks upstairs.
At the club?
At the same club. We'd be looking down at the white folks drinking. They'd be, when I was a kid, I wasn't drinking, but they was up there drinking, and the white folks. But all of them was coming out the same area. On a Sunday, we all get together and play baseball out in the big field across there, black and white.
Oh, my swamp daddy, best to join in town. Yes, Mom, Daddy, best you join in town. Yes, I'm going by Swamp Dad and get on down.
At one point, you got the name for your band was going to be the Top Notes.
Right. Okay, that started out in Kenner. We started jamming out there and put the band together. And the bass player was the guy they called Dap.
Hey, get up, brothers. Do any dance that's grooving to you. Yeah, man.
We named it the Dap Walk because of the bass player. He walked it. He had a funny way of walking. We was just clowning. I mean, we never knew all this was going to happen.
Yeah.
And so we said, hey, look, we're going to name this for you, Dap Walk. And that's what we did.
You've loved the music all your life. You love the scene, the clubs, the jukes. What would you like to do with it now at this point in life?
You know, as long as we get up in the morning, no bullet holes, stay out moons above ground, we good.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.